and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, join us as Pastor Jim shares updates on important revelation events that are happening in America today. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, John Woodall, Lori Crable, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, please give a warm welcome to Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, yes, everyone, to our show. And we have the family here with us.
We have
at least a
because
part of
them. Because we have a plethora of children and grandchildren. But wow, children, to me, are a blessing.
Yes, that's true.
All my children are a blessing. And John is my son-in-law.
That's right.
But you have a grandson. Your son is my grandson.
Yes.
Jackson, who is a catbird.
Yes, he is.
He's the cutest kid I have ever seen.
He is.
Do you have fun with Jackson?
Yes. As a matter of fact, just recently we all went hiking just an hour south of here and just really enjoyed our time together.
It's like he likes to go shop with you and go look for bugs or anything.
He does.
Right?
You know, one of his favorite things right now is spring. He loves, every night he says, "Dad, can you hear the frogs?" So he thinks it's his job to try and round them up.
That's right.
I wish I could have had it in the control room. You have a piece that one of your...
Olivia. Which is
so
little Lori.
I have Olivia on social media. We're doing some social media. And so all you hear in the back, you know that spring has sprung. All you hear is all the frogs rubbing so loud.
The frogs. I thought, where is that?
I was like, it's amazing.
That's so loud.
That's
real frogs.
Yes. And of course you have Kate and Jackson, Natalie, Livy. They're all out there. Like John said, they're rounding them up. They're catching them. And then they come and bring them right in your face. You know, so many of you watch the show. The thing that we've always heard growing up our entire lives is every time we meet one of our partners, you always say to us, we feel like we're family. Yes. We feel like we've watched you guys grow up and it's mutual. We feel like we are family. And so what a way. I just said, I'm like, why not share the behind the scenes? I'm turning into dad, Jim Baker Jr.
Totally.
We're sharing the behind the scenes of our amazing, crazy, fun family.
Yeah.
I tell you, I got a couple of things I'm writing down here because it's so exciting. But we need to run the shows from the Studio City in Branson from, 10, 15
That's
years
right.
ago?
Yes.
When you kids were little.
That's right.
Ricky was 4, and he was running camera at probably five, six. Yeah, he was running camera standing on a box. But wouldn't it be fun to see all of you kids?
Yes.
And Ricky, he also played in the intro. Yeah. He played the bongos.
He did. Yeah. Do you remember that? Yes, he did.
John, I got a job for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
not that you don't have a job.
Yeah. John's our news director, and he is constantly researching and bringing us information to share with you on a daily basis.
He helps create the show with Kimberly.
That's right.
Kim and John work together, and Mondo.
Yeah.
And they produce the show.
Ben.
So they're on the show. Mondo's on the show every day.
That's right.
Maricela's on the show every day, and she runs the whole place.
Yes. I'm doing it from this phone right here. So sometimes I might have to be
so when you
taking
hear
care
that,
of business.
when she's on the show and she's helping to talk about the gift items, and she's desperate, that's because she has to pay the bills.
That is true. Hey, I will say,
isn't that right?
Oh, yes. I'm like, believe me, I have learned to have great faith.
Amen.
You know, that's the thing. I'm like, Lord, I've learned through this past year, I don't want to have small faith.
No.
I have great faith
Amen.
To believe the things
Amen.
That you have done.
That's right.
You have to.
You have to. When you're doing ministry full-time,
we
live by great faith.
Where were you born?
Phoenix, Arizona, in the inner city of Phoenix, Arizona.
And you were a minimalist.
Yes.
Her family was a minimalist.
Yeah.
Right. That's
right. They had half the time didn't even have furniture.
Yeah.
But they had no beds.
They
always, the kids always, how many dozen at a time would sleep on the floor?
If not more.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If not more.
Yeah.
And one bedroom.
Yeah.
And
someday
we need to tell
the whole story. A lot of people go, I don't really know the story of the kids and how you got them and how it all worked.
But whoever thought that these little kids Mm-hmm. I remember the first picture I ever saw you in Netta. You were, must have been about, what, picture. 2 years old?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Walking down
look,
the stairs.
See, and I thought you were
there's me and little Lori.
Look how cute.
Now, that's little Lori
in the
and
white dress.
Netta.
Yes.
And that's back, Mom, back at mm-hmm.
That was in the inner city. Yeah,
that's right.
That's about 1992-ish.
Mm-hmm. And you were at the...
I was doing bus ministry and, you know, on those old white buses going down
to
the
inner
city.
And you were studying for ministry.
I was in ministry school, that's right. And just, it was amazing.
And now, and you studied, and part of your work was to go down to the inner city. Look at her with
yes,
this. What is that truck?
Is.
I don't know.
Yep.
But
it's one of my, I always drag somebody along with me to help me.
That's
because,
right.
I mean, the minute I would even roll in with my little tan car.
And so Lori would go into the ghetto with,
yep.
Usually she had a big bus, you know, yeah. She was the bus pastor. Or she would have her car, but it was always filled with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she would go into that inner city,
you know,
and bring them Easter or Thanksgiving
Christmas. It was all the
and
time.
Yet,
I was down there all the time with them.
And these kids ended up being our kids.
Yeah. We would have never dreamt that. Yeah. And, you know, I just have this cute story I just thought about. A darling story about...
There's Marcia. There's...
That's at our...
Yeah, that's Florida. When we first got adopted. I was about 12 years old.
That's,
11,
that's,
12 years old.
That's tell me what that is. That's Camp of Hope, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, look at that's all of my kids right there. Those are our kids.
Yeah.
A few were missing out of that picture because they were...
Well, there are always a few missing.
Yeah, it's hard to get
well,
them all.
Well, you got
together.
A bunch of kids to get them all together at once. Mm-hmm. It's not always easy.
But I have this cute story. I don't know if you can hear me, Jim, or not, but I have a cute story about Netta. I just thought about it. It really is. It's really amazing. But one day, I went and picked them all up in my little tan car. By, you know, I was told by our leadership, never go down into the inner city alone, especially a white woman with blonde hair. Don't do it. But I broke the rules because I couldn't stay away from this family of all these children. And so one day, I go down and I go down there, okay, as many as you can pile in this little car, pile in no matter what. I mean, this was back in like early 90s. So they piled in. I took them to the big Easter production at our church, and I was a flying angel. So I was flying from the rafters, and I would wave down to my kids down there, all of these kids. But we were driving home, and they were starving. They were just so hungry.
Yeah.
And I lived by faith, literally. And I only had some change. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'm going to go into McDonald's and just run through on my way, taking them back into the inner city. And I went to McDonald's, and I asked if I could get a hamburger for each of them, knowing I only had a little bit of change. That's all I had in my name. And that boy at that McDonald's blessed every single one of us with a hamburger each and filled their little tummies, and it was really special. And as we were driving home, Netta's in behind me. Now, you have to imagine. I mean, I was breaking the rules, I mean, honestly, because I was... not supposed to go in the inner city at night. You're not supposed to have that many kids in the car at one time, but I was like, just pile in as many as we can and get them to church. And so Netta in the back, she's right here, and she goes, one day I want to grow up and be a church lady just like you. And I'm like, oh. It was like, wow. Yeah. It was the sweetest. And look what God's done.
Yeah,
look what he's done. He's raised up a mighty woman of God. So... amazing.
I love my kids. I love my kids. I'll tell you, God's blessed us with abundance from the inner city.
And we never thought that.
And now they're just multiplying. We have grandkids. And I think, I don't know what's best, your kids or your grandkids. There's some of my grandkids on the screen. Mm-hmm. And John, my question was for you. We're never going to get this show on the road if I don't get going here. But I've got to ask you to do something.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it as an assignment.
All right.
This is an assignment for the news division.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the cameras, and you go out in your front yard, and I want you to get Jackson and any of the kids that will go out there with you and take pictures of your front yard.
Oh,
because their front yard, what do you tell them what is in your front yard?
Well, we have a lot of sheep out there, and they're precarious. They don't like to stay put very much, so yeah. It's keeping an eye on them is a fun job. They love the kids.
Mm-hmm. You need to write storybooks for kids.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the sheep sneak out of the yard,
yes.
And they figure out ways to get out.
They
we can't. And the other day, what was it, Nana? You found them all. Yeah. Half the sheep were out in the road.
Oh yeah, they were at the entrance as we're leaving, trying to take the kids to school.
I'll tell you, actually, I had to call our school and say we're running a little bit behind because the sheep got out.
Never thought we were going to be hillbillies like this, living up in these mountains. These kids from the inner city ghetto of Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
But the sheep,
yeah.
And can the kids pick up any sheep or the little baby
Some of the
sheep?
Little ones, Mr. Jack Perkins, he's the one that takes care of all the sheep out there. And every now and then when they have babies, you can round them up and hold them. But they're all getting a little bit bigger now.
Yeah.
So they're surprisingly quick.
So we have an interesting family, interesting life here at Morningside. And some of the folks are moving here like never before. Yeah. We're having people move in.
That's exciting.
And I noticed the other day we had 3 or 4 for sale signs because this is a big place.
Mm-hmm.
How many acres is it?
About 700.
700 acres here.
Yeah.
And so we had 3 or 4 houses for sale. And today I noticed there was only one house for sale.
Yeah. That's right.
It's and so it just goes fast.
Right,
you know, they go houses are selling anyway.
Yeah.
It's a
they are.
Seller's market mm-hmm. right now, I guess.
That's right. Yes.
But Morningside's growing.
Amen.
And I'm excited about what's happening.
Yeah.
But I just wanted you to talk with our family for a minute. And so this is a special program today. And, you know, we're living in difficult days and we're seeing time and events move faster and faster, it seems like. But our hope is in Jesus.
Yes, amen.
He is our strong tower.
Yes.
Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him.
Amen.
They shall change and renew their strength.
Amen.
And power. They shall lift their wings and mount up
Amen.
Close to God as eagles. Mount up to the sun, it says in the Bible. Mm. And not be weary.
That's right.
This is for me.
And not be weary.
Anybody ever feel weary?
Yes.
We sure oh, my have. God.
Who hasn't? I don't
yeah.
know.
My last year been a weary year. Mm-hmm. I've slept more than every time in my history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to preach to you a minute if you're not careful. Because he said, you'll run and not be weary.
That's right. Amen.
John, you ran.
Yes.
Boy, you went, what did you call that thing?
It was called the Tough Mudder.
Yeah. Tough Mudder.
You and yep. Jasper.
And
who
they have them all over the country now.
Mm-hmm.
And they climb mountains and stuff. There's pictures of it on the
oh,
air.
Yeah.
And you get in the water and the cold. It was icy cold out there.
It was. I don't think it got over 50 degrees because it was, you had to keep moving to stay warm.
And you're on rolling logs?
Yeah.
Those are the logs, aren't they?
Yeah, right there, that's like a rolling block, and you have to teamwork through each one of these obstacles to get through it.
And you climb up high things.
Oh, yeah.
Like that big thing back there.
Mm-hmm.
And get in their water, they're freezing. And how many hours does that go?
Well, as long as it takes you there.
Oh, long
well, we did. It wasn't, really wasn't
Several
a time
hours,
limit,
right?
But I think it took us about 4 hours
wow.
to do 10 miles.
Oh, my Lord. He was so weary that
yes.
we test that patch.
The yeah. signal
right.
relief.
Signal relief.
Mm-hmm.
Did that work for you?
It did. It helped so much. And I tell you, it helped so much. It's actually becoming hard to find because somebody in the family is always wearing it. So you better, if you're going to order one, you better order more than one.
Is that you, Nana?
Interesting.
He's telling on me. Yes,
he's telling on you, and I love it.
That's how you know it works.
But if they want to get one.
Just get the 2-pack at this point.
Absolutely, because you know what? You always want to bless somebody else with it.
Pastor Jim, can I say this?
Yes.
Even my daughter, Natalie, she likes to have it. And I think she's just like her mom. You know, she likes to have the patch on, you know.
Yes, she does.
And she'll wear it around the house.
But she's a rascal. So, I mean, I say a rascal. Active.
Yes. Yes.
So she falls over probably and runs and trips and hops and skips.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she probably has to have some relief.
So great. I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what. He says we'll run and not be weary.
Yes.
Boy,
Amen.
you ran and you were weary.
Yes, I was.
Because that was insane what he did. And they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. Amen.
Or become tired.
Yes.
I got to stand on that scripture today.
Yes, that's the Amplified version, and that is an excellent version to read that.
That is, and I need that.
Yeah.
But he says we'll run and not be, and I believe I'm getting more energy.
Good.
I believe I'm getting,
praise God.
Amen. I'm getting stronger.
You are.
Yeah.
And the other day we did 3 TV shows in one day.
Yes.
That was my record since I had the stroke.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that was, and I loved it. Yeah. I could have done a fourth one.
Wow. Yeah.
I could have done a fourth show.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Could.
Amen. Okay.
And up till then, one show would, I'd be ready to go back and crawl in and take a nap.
Yeah.
You know, so just before we get really into the day's program, I want to start off the show with the music. Okay, because I tell you, we're having music.
Yeah.
And so here's Pastor Chopper Ward, who was with us last week from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Right.
And he's going to be with us for the 4th of July with his whole family.
Oh,
I mean, this is a huge family.
Beautiful.
Singing
Amazing.
Family. Mm-hmm. And his father was one of the great gospel singers, kind of country, too,
Amazing.
Singer. And they are good. Mm-hmm. I finally found some people that understand the Happy Goodwins.
Yes.
I just like their old gospel music. I don't know. There's people, you either love it or hate it. Well, I love it. I just love it. I love up music, happy music. I want to rejoice in the Lord. I need to rejoice.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And then somebody yesterday was using the scripture, the joy of the Lord. Is our strength.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
The
Amen.
Joy of the Lord is our strength.
Right.
I'll tell you what, the one thing grandkids will do for you is make you happy.
That's true.
Yes. They bring
crazy
joy.
They kids,
bring
they just run in circles.
They jump
everything's
in our
special.
Bed
they
with
love
us.
Everything. Love
they're
everything.
Oh, they're so cute.
And they come to my house. I have, don't tell them I'm telling you this, but we have popsicles.
Sugar-free.
Because I also have diabetes, which I've conquered to some degree. But I don't want my kids to have diabetes or my grandkids. And so we just pack the refrigerator with sugar-free popsicles.
It's a staple.
Anybody had popsicles when you were little?
Oh, yeah.
I love the orange one for some reason.
Yeah.
I just loved orange popsicles. And so they go in, Papa, Grandpa, whatever they call me. Some call me different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, can I have a popsicle? Oh, sure.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though. When we tell them no, they go to Grandpa. Grandpa gives them all popsicles.
So true.
But they're sugar-free.
And that's okay.
Yes.
That's good. That's
so
good.
I check with moms, right?
Yeah. We love it. It's so
and
cute.
So I know they can have it without
That's right.
Hurting.
They don't even check with any of us. They just go straight to the freezer and open it. Are
well,
you
they
kidding?
Know where it is now.
No,
they know where everything is.
Yeah.
But that's the joy.
That's it.
And they laugh and they carry on. And Jackson, my little friend, how old is Jackson now?
He's five.
He's five already. That boy is something else. And he brings me presents.
He does.
Always.
Five-year-old
His
boy brings
treasures.
Me presents. Mm-hmm. He brings me little cars.
Yes.
And when I was
toys.
A boy, I played with little cars.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's an unusual
I read it, but no,
you
but
know, you know,
nobody gives me presents like that.
That's right.
He gives me a present like I would like when I was his age.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it just kind of puts me back at that I'm a little boy again.
Yeah.
You know. But the joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
And so I'm going to have
Pastor Chopper, that we just got to know, and we're so grateful. Bishop Ron Webb brought him with him when he with us, and he was here for the first time, and we just fell in love with him. And you all, if you've seen those broadcasts, I'm sure you did too.
So he's going to sing for us right now, Just Like the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a gospel upbeat song. And in fact, he has a LP out, I guess you call them.
Record.
Album. CD yes. out of all of more up gospel stuff. We sent out his hymns.
Oh, which is right.
Hymns.
Oh, I love that.
And that was for a $20 offer. You can still get the hymns.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
I'll tell you, if you like hymns that are hymns, these are
amazing.
Hymns with spirit.
Yes. Yeah.
He sings a little bit like a little cross between Elvis Presley and the Happy Goodmans and all my people thrown in there together, mm-hmm. do you think? And here's Pastor Chopper Ward singing Just Like the Lord.
Shepherd boy can knock a giant down. All the mighty walls of Jericho tumble to the ground. It's impossible to think, harder to explain. Three boys are standing in the middle of a flame. But one thing I know is true, when nothing but a miracle will do, ain't it just like the Lord to do what can't be done? Ain't it just like the Lord? There's no way a mountain can be moved into the sea, but all things are possible to those who will believe. So in your time of trouble, don't listen to the doubt. Stand upon his promises and praise him anyhow. 'Cause when you know he's on your side, you can't help but testify. Just like the Lord to do what can't be done. Just like the Lord to make a way when there is none. Who but God can do the very things you're praying for.
Remember, he's going to be with us on the 4th of July weekend.
Yes. That's right.
And we have a lot of guests coming. We haven't even announced the guests yet. Pastor Ron Webb
yes.
is speaking, I know, Friday night, and he's one of the great preachers of our day.
He really
and
is.
And he prays for everybody.
He
and,
does.
And ministers to you.
Yes.
So he's going to be here. And we have the new Mahalia Jackson
yes.
is also going to be here.
Exciting.
And they've never sang together, but
when you live in the Jim Baker world, all of a sudden, you're forced to sing together, whether you like to or not.
So Pastor Chopper Ward, that's his name, Chopper Ward.
Yes, Gloria.
Gloria, yeah. is going to sing duet for the first time.
Yeah.
This is what Bishop said.
Yeah.
If Bishop says it, I believe it.
That's
and
right.
he says, this is the greatest lady gospel singer since wow. Mahalia Jackson.
So we're celebrating the 4th of July, since you're already talking about it right now. So we're celebrating it, Nana, on...
Yes. Well, this is Pastor Jim's 60th anniversary of being in ministry. And so this is exciting for us. Every single year, we do something to honor you, Dad, and the ministry of all the years that you've given to preaching the gospel. And so come, we want to invite you. Come and join us for a long weekend, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, and Sunday, which Sunday is the 4th of July this year. But come and join us for services and seminars. The Prayer Mountain Chapel will be having services at the Prayer Mountain Chapel, which is absolutely beautiful up there as well. And Dad, this is special because we're also releasing your brand new book.
Yes.
You Can Make It. This is a brand new book with my old saying. I've said this a million times probably, and have it sung. Anybody who comes, we're giving a special signed picture of Lori and me in the book.
That's right.
And so, and we got a lot more coming. We haven't even announced
so
who all is coming.
Great music, great ministry. We're just in just a time of fellowship.
Yeah.
We're also on Saturday, we're having our partners picnic. So come and join us. That's a time every year we try to come together to just thank our partners for standing with us. And your faithfulness is really, it means a lot to our family. And it's a time for us just to come together and enjoy the fellowship.
Yeah, we always love that.
Yes.
I know we have so many guests coming in the next few weeks. Who are some of the guests, Kimberly, that are coming? Joel Richardson, who's my good friend. General Mike Flynn is going to be on the show. General Boykin is coming back.
Coming.
Heidi Baker.
Yes, Heidi.
Is going to be on the show. You know Heidi Baker?
Oh, yes. Amazing. Yes.
That's a rare. You get her every decade or so is to be able to get her because she's so busy.
John Kilpatrick is going to be
here.
Rick
Joyner is going to be on stage
live.
Rick, yes.
With a man he tells me is one of the great prophets of our time.
That's right.
And he wants me to have him on the show and be with him. So they're going to come here in person.
And Pastor John Kilpatrick will be here in studio as well.
Yes, he will.
So what you need to do to see all the dates of the upcoming shows for the Jim Baker Show is go to jimbakershow.com. You can see all of the listings available there. So then you can plan your schedule to come and be here at Morningside with us.
But here's the big thing that for the 4th of July... Which is the 4th of July is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Our show here on this air is going to be live.
Jim Baker's show?
That's us. Mm-hmm. Jim Baker. Live for those 3 days.
Yes.
It's on the weekend. So if you all want to come be with us, get your reservations in.
That's
and everything's going to be open and going. And we're back. We're back. Also, Perry Stone will be here on live in the studio.
Yeah.
Perry Stone will be live. So you folks, be sure to book these times and see some of the people that are just rare to be able to get to see. Because unless they're coming to your town, you don't get to see them. And and people haven't even traveled for the last year. Now they're starting to travel a little bit, and they're coming here.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to be back here on Gray Street.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 So we're putting together a great 4th of July, and it's got a packed, and we have special guests every day and special music every day, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And my new book, You Can Make It, God's Faithfulness in Dark Times, Past, Present, and Future, will be released over that weekend. And for those here, we're going to have a signed autograph in the book picture for you to take home with you as a special gift. So
amen.
I hope you'll join us here on Gray Street for a great celebration of our nation's Independence Day.
Amen. That's right. And you know, we had a great time yesterday planning the music for the 4th of July weekend. Wow. We got music for you, Tammy Sue, who, in my personal opinion, is the best female singer. I love Tammy Sue's voice. Will be on hand to sing and direct. Clayton Watson, who we heard Clayton, yes, if you watched yesterday, he plays the keyboard like nobody else. Clayton Watson will be joining her. We have Pastor Chopper Ward from Rock City Harvest Church, we just heard, joining us as well.
With his family.
With his family. I guess you're speaking in faith, or you know that.
No, I know that.
Okay. Okay. So we are so excited what God is doing here at Morningside, the miracle at Morningside.
Amen.
I just got a note in big print for old people on this big piece of paper. It says, on every Saturday on the PTL network is classic. What they call the classic Jim Baker shows.
Yes.
There's even some from way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are from the studio city in Branson.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll see all of our children as they were growing up.
Yes. Mm.
At different levels as you watch those shows.
That's right.
And we got guests that are going to be with the Lord that were on that show.
That's true.
It was amazing how many would stop in there, and they would just bless the socks off from us, and people like the Cathedral of Tomorrow. You remember the Cathedral of Tomorrow with the Rex Humbarts?
Oh yes.
So Rex Humbart dropped in.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
that was special.
And he's gone to be with the Lord.
Gary Smalley used to drop
by. Gary Smalley was on a lot.
He taught us.
One
so
of my
much.
Favorite shows was Tony Orlando, the very first
the
show
very
we
first
filmed.
Show. Yeah.
What a great restoration. But Rodney Diller from you know, the Andy Griffith Show stopped by. He became our announcer.
Yeah.
You know, you got to see people that really have blessed his ministry throughout the years. That's where we got to meet Bishop Ron Webb for the first time. You
there's
know, the
R.T.
family,
R.T.
Kendall
the
stopped
right
in.
Now.
And there's Maricela. Oh, there I didn't know.
There I am sitting on the floor.
There's my two of those kids are married that are sitting on Lori's lap.
Mm.
Little Ricky's right there.
Yeah.
He's married now.
Yeah.
And Miss Maria, and she's married, and they both have babies.
That's
wow, that's what a classic. What an event. I mean, we had so much music. We had so many ideas. I mean, those were the times when, you know, Ricky was running camera, Marie was running camera, but it took all of our family. If you want to know the theme, we are a reflection of restoration for this hour. We are living in a time where family is being canceled. The idea of family is being turned away, and we are a restoration, and maybe we reflect like your family that are, you know, from all over the parts of the United States, maybe even the world. But to even think that God can restore Jim and Lori Baker with a set of kids that don't look like you, don't walk like you, but we become like you, you know, because your faith strengthened our faith.
Yeah.
And now that we have family, I know we talk a lot amongst ourselves, but we reflect your values. We reflect what you poured into us, and now we pass it down to our own kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess so many people stop us, and they cannot believe that the two of you decided to step in and mother us and father us and create a family out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching a miracle right before your eyes.
It's another
miracle. That we are sitting here together. We have endured through so many changes, so many things, and you'll see those changes from the classic programs.
Yes.
When you think that we were not going to be able to make it, look where we are now.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's
you
right.
Know,
praise
all
God.
Throughout the
year.
God. And we thank you, Father, for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lori's like, I was going to say the old lady that lived in the shoe. I said, an old lady had so many kids, she didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there was times when we had so many kids, we didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we raised them.
Amen.
All I can say is you live one day at a time and you get through it.
That's right.
And boy, oh boy, it's pretty something, isn't it? How many had a bunch of kids? Anybody raise a bunch of kids?
Yeah.
It's not the easiest thing in the world, but
Especially those young teen years. It's a lot.
But what a joy.
But, you know, I was just reflecting real quick.
I'm running out of time.
I know you are, but I'm going to say this anyways, and you can edit it out, honey, because I'll say for you guys. But seriously.
We haven't had a good fight on the show.
No, not a long time. I've been trying to help heal you.
She's been nice to me because I've been sick.
But you're talking about all this, and I remember when I turned 40 years old, and I was overseeing several hundred young people and, you know, leading them in ministry and all that. But I remember the day I turned 40 years old and I was living alone. Mm. I was single. I was living alone in a one-bedroom apartment. And I remember feeling despair and going, oh, my God, Lord, like talking to the Lord and literally crying. And it wasn't a real pity party because I'm not a pity party type person typically, but it was one of those moments where it was kind of a defining moment where and I said, Lord, I'm single. I don't have any children. I mean, I know I'm called to ministry, but, you know, I feel lonely. I feel alone. Mm-hmm. And little did I know, within months, I would meet and marry Jim Baker. Yeah. And then literally within months after that, that God would have our children come to us and we get to adopt them and raise this huge family.
And you never were almost raising him in the ghetto because you were with him all the time.
I was. That's why Lori's name is Lori, because their birth
little
mom.
Little Lori here. Right. You're named after Mama Lori.
Yes, I'm her namesake.
That's right.
Mama Lori was at your birth.
I was. I was the first one to hold her. I cut the umbilical cord. I held her in my hand, my arms.
That was
at her dedication. That's little Lori and Pastor Lloyd's arms there. And we are dedicating Lori unto the Lord right there.
Little did you know she would be your baby.
Never dreamt in a million years. Mm. And so you never know what God's going to do in your life. So just trust
One of our
him.
Miracles.
It's amazing.
You're a miracle girl.
Thank you. I accept that. I received that.
And what a joy she is to me.
Yeah.
These two girls, all my girls are, all my children, they're really from God. Mm. And some have been more difficult to raise than others.
Oh, we have a few still out there. Don't worry. Right? We're not a perfect. Yeah. There's no perfect family.
That's right.
Everybody. But it's such a big miracle that it's overwhelming to me just to think about it, that here I get out of prison and I'm lonely. Mm-hmm. And that's funny. You're saying you were lonely. Mm-hmm. I was lonely, and I had been praying. Every church I'd go to, I'd ask the pastor to pray that God would send me a wife.
So true, because they came up to me.
Well,
so
I traveled a little bit just preaching around, not much, but I would ask the pastors to pray that, you know, I was never in one spot to find a wife, you know, so I just, and then I lived out on the farm that the Franklin Graham and all had given mm-hmm. me a house to live in. Mm-hmm. And so then I met you at the Dream Center, and I was all alone. Mm-hmm. I was just praying. And the minute I saw you, I said, this is it. This is, she's the one. Exactly what I did. I described her to the Lord before I met her. And the Lord sent her to me. And I said, I know that she's the one. And how long before we got married?
From the day we met to the day we got married, 7 weeks. You know, most people, of course, watched Jim and his whole ministry, Heritage and PTO and all that. But I had never seen one of those broadcasts. I had never seen one. So I didn't have any preconceived ideas about Jim. You know, I heard about things, but I didn't know. I really didn't know. I was just you know, it was pretty amazing.
Then you married me, and you said, what did I get into?
No, now I know. There's my dad, the greatest day of his life, walking me down the aisle. He's gone to be with the Lord many, many years ago.
There's
my
mom.
She looks
there
so
you
beautiful.
Are. That's
there's
our wedding day.
Pastor Tommy Precious. Barnett, Pastor Matthew Barnett, Lloyd
We had
Ziegler.
About five preachers marry us. It was a big job. Mondo, what is happening right now in the news? Oh, will you give us a quick update and maybe a B-roll if we're ready?
Absolutely. You know, John and I, we try to stay up with the news as much as we can. So much developments are taking place right now. I think one of the biggest news stories that we have followed the last few weeks is the one we're going to talk about right now. North America, the meat plants in North America had to stop their processing and shut down. This was huge. This became a headline that very few cable networks even picked up. I think one of the reasons was that they did not want to panic the people. But I want you to know we are living in a time where if we don't stay up with what's happening, it's going to catch you unaware. This is another headline. 1/5 of U.S. beef capacity wiped out by JBS cyber attack. I remember you prophesying that there will be, you know, computer confusion in the last days. We are witnessing the beginning. You think Y2K, that was the beginning, but you're watching right now the developments of how the cyber attack.
How could they stop the meat? I don't understand this.
Because the companies with the technology, they are able to talk to each other on how much meat is going to be delivered to the United States, then how is that going to be distributed throughout North America.
Now, what is JBS? That's Jim Baker's show.
No.
Not the
oh,
same thing.
I knew you were going to say that.
Me
but
too.
No, but I just saw it on the side of the building.
No, that's the name of the owner of the company.
Mm-hmm.
This company, it is based and founded in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And the man that owned this company decided to use his initials to be able to name this company.
So they literally stopped meat production
worldwide.
By cyber?
Worldwide.
Wow.
So not just here in the United States, it is affecting Australia
and Canada. John, do you think this is a future, something that could happen, that the whole world almost can be shut down by cyber attack?
Absolutely. A matter of fact, I think this is just one of the things that we've been seeing take place, but overall, we've just recently seen the shutdown of our food supply, as well as just a few weeks ago, I think we all remember the oil production being shut down.
And how much did the ransom pay for that?
That one was like $5 million
so
that they paid.
So listen to me, people.
Wow.
There's lazy people out there that like money.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we're going, people, and this is why we have got to have Christian television stay on the air.
Yeah.
We have got to keep this ministry going. We've got to keep all the ministries on. We've got to keep your church open. Don't let them close the doors of your church.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need some wild Christians that will shake their fists and say, no, you're not going to take our church. You're not going to take our pastor. You're not going to take our Bibles from us.
Yeah,
we believe that Jesus is coming, and we're going to stand with it.
Now, you know, one of the things is, let me give you another headline that is developing right now in the United States. Liberal cities defund the police departments, releases a list of crimes cops will no longer respond to. This is huge because we're watching the police departments not respond any longer, or they're not even going to be around when you need them. What are you going to do when crime starts developing in your city and police officers will no longer respond to it? We will be affected by some of this, what the people are asking for. This is another news that we try to follow, right? But let me give you this one. Global food prices surge to near decade high, according to the UN says. We're watching the prices surge like never before. Again, this is all due. Again, they want to blame the pandemic for this, but we're watching a political warfare over economic systems being put in place that are hurting the normal people. That means the common folks that shop at the local markets. This is another one according to the Economic Collapse blog. As trust in the government erodes, many Americans are discovering that it is too late to fully implement their backup plans. We're watching what used to work in our family system no longer works, as we're watching this government just erase the very thing that our nation was founded on no longer works anymore. It's redefining what we're doing in the United States. This is another one. The world economy is suddenly running low on everything.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a word from an old prophet friend of yours just to balance it out to prophecy in the news. This is chapter one, and we're not offering this book, so don't call, don't try it. It's very difficult to get these books. But this is chapter one from David Wilkerson, and it's called Economic Confusion. Not only is the American dollar headed for deep trouble, but so are all other world currencies. I see total economic confusion striking Europe first and then affecting Japan in the United States, Canada, and all other nations shortly after. It is not really a depression I see coming, but a recession. End of quote. This is from a 1973 book that he wrote.
Yeah.
And we're watching the headlines just jump out,
yeah,
saying, we're here. It is now. These prophecies are being fulfilled as we're watching the economy all of a sudden running low. We're watching a recession that none of us were ready for. We took a hit that most American families and even the world economy systems were not ready when this started hitting.
Everything Jesus has taught us, yeah, is going to happen in the last days is happening.
Yeah.
Marcella, what are some of the offers we have? We need to save our stations this week. Mm-hmm. This is our whole month has been to try to get caught up. We're still behind. We need a miracle. Yeah. And we're going to make it.
That's right.
What should we start with?
Yes. Today we have the legacy seed offer, and I think it's imperative. You know, even as we are hearing what's happening, Dad, you have always taught us to have that food insurance, to have a way to be able to prepare for our friends, our family, our loved ones. And this is an easy way that you can do it. We have the legacy seed, which are heirloom seeds, and they are a 10-year shelf life. So this is an easy way for you to put this, store it, and have it available if when you need it. This is the family garden offer with seeds. So in this offer, you're going to receive the grow and store garden seeds, which has 21 varieties of different heirloom seeds from tomatoes, corn, sweet peas, bell peppers, carrots, watermelon. The list goes on and on. 21 variety seeds. Along with this offer, we have paired it with the Family Garden Plan Book. So this is going to help you give you worksheets and planning your garden from all different seasons, from spring, summer, fall. Every season you'll be able to plan your garden. Along with this is you're receiving the Family Garden Planner. And we're throwing in a special bonus of the Tea Time Teacup Set. And so these beautiful teacups that we have to offer right here for a donation of $125 to the ministry. All of this offer includes the shipping and handling, but this is a way for you to stand with us and to help us. And everything that is presented on today's broadcast will go towards our SOS to help save our stations. We're believing God for a miracle in this season that we're in. We are believing God. We have the faith. We have that faith. So call us right now to receive your legacy seed offer.
What else do we have here that...
One of our offers that we have for our Save Our Stations is the Beholding and Becoming the Art of Everyday Worship. We have, Marisela, you and I have worked with some of the vendors. This year, we've had some amazing, the most beautiful quality items coming across and being able to offer to our partners. So this is the Beholding and Becoming. I've given this as a gift to several women that I love in my family. This offer here is for a donation of $25, which includes the shipping and handling. You're going to receive one of the Beholding and Becoming books. And there's another, Grace Lace, mm-hmm, and this is all from the best-selling author. She's amazing, Ruth Simmons. Mm-hmm. And this offer is the Grace Lace, Discovering Timeless Truth Through Seasons of the Heart. You can receive this for a donation of $25 to the ministry, which includes the shipping and handling as well.
Absolutely beautiful. It's quality. That's what I gave you for Mother's
That's
Day.
That's right, and I love it. And these are great coffee book tables, too.
The key is you can't get them anywhere.
That's right.
Or just everywhere.
Yes, and these will be items that I will pass down to my girls. I want them to hide the word in their heart. These are, so beautiful that you can use this even to hand down to your family.
That's right.
John Woodall, what do you have?
Oh, right here. This is one of the great things that we have today. This is the complete illustrated children's Bible here that is just a donation of $25. with nearly 300 beautiful pages of illustrations to capture even the youngest child's imagination.
If grandma wants to give the grandchild amazing something, grandma and grandpa, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I recommend it. It's a 10-star
Absolutely.
Book. It's every picture, every page is color pictures illustrating Bible stories. And it's the greatest children's Bible I've ever seen.
It
and
is.
I know they're going to love it.
And I'll tell you, you actually gifted this to Olivia recently when she was on the show. That was such a special moment for us. But she came home the next morning, Saturday morning. I have a picture I'll send to you. She's sitting there on the couch just literally reading through this Bible and saying, Mommy, did you know this? Or let me read this part to you. She was so captivated by these Bible stories. So I, as a mother, I 100% guarantee this book.
And she's at the age where she can literally
absorb. She loves it. She
loves the word.
The stories and see the pictures from the Bible.
Yes.
Anything else, John?
Yes, we also have 101 bedtime Bible stories right here. And I know that this is a very important thing in our family.
Yeah.
It's been, I think we've realized how important it is to teach your kids the Bible and start memorization and things. And they really enjoy the bedtime stories. So you guys can call in today or go to thejimbakershow.com. Mm-hmm. Just a donation of $25 today. And you can bless yourself and your family just by having that evening, that before bedtime story right here.
Let's order today.
I would say Grandma and Grandpa get this. Grandmas, these. This is what you get for your grandchildren.
Right.
Not candy, not junk, not... But this is the word of God for them to hide in their heart. And I watch our little grandchildren.
It's colorful.
I watch these.
It's a great book, Lori.
Oh, it's amazing.
And all of our grandkids love to have Bible stories.
They really do.
And be loved to be read to. Our time's almost gone. Mondo, you have something?
Real quick. I have the infographics full bundle offer. These are creative books to know the Bible. The first one is called Bible Infographics for Kids, Giants, Ninja Skills, and a Talking Donkey. This book will give you the creative ways to tell the story to your kids, to be able to help them out on how did everything get started, all the way starting from Adam and Eve, all the way to, of course, the book of Revelation, and it's going to give you detailed, creative ways to tell the Bible story. These are great facts that I didn't even know, even though I read the Bible
Games
and all that, but something about
stuff
pictures.
To play in it?
Absolutely. The second one that is going to give you more creativity is the Bible Infographics for Kids, the Light and Dark Heroes and Villains. This is a mind-blowing Bible fact book that you can go through your kids, you know, Bible stories are so important today, and if we don't tell the right facts about it, they can get lost.
Now you
in
get
the
all of the.
So you get that one, then you get the creative.
For $50?
Yes. Then you get the activity book as well that has all kinds of creative ways, puzzles, and all that. But my favorite is this. Our family are a family that loves to play fun card games. But this one right here, you know, it gives you the stories of who John is.
They're Bible cards.
Yes. Bible cards, absolutely.
So don't backslide, old timers, and go, you can't play cards.
Listen, it's a way to connect with your kids, a way to talk to them, and any questions they have about the Bible. This little card
game. Don't complain that there's nothing for kids, because we work at finding them.
We work hard.
Lori, you've got something on your...
Well, something you love, Jim Baker, and it's the Red Truck Spring Offer. We all know how Jim started this red truck craze a few years ago. So there's so many different parts of this. You receive one mug. You can see it on the screen there, but one mug to drink out of the red truck, one flag that, when we say flag, it's not the American flag, it's a pretty little flag.
It's a garden,
flag. Yeah, that you put on your little thing. Your stand, thank you. And you'll also receive one red truck spring pop-up box card.
Look here.
I love pop-up cards.
Can you see that? Look at
I don't know about you, but...
That's a pop.
They're amazing.
I want this card for my birthday, please.
Oh my. Already we're looking forward to January. All right.
I love the red truck stuff. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's really nostalgic. It is nostalgic. Yeah. Yes. And then also the assorted box cards, beautiful little note cards
of
the red truck that you can
so
write.
So you got two box of cards, mm-hmm. pop up in the regular cards.
Yes.
And all that comes for how much?
And the garden flag, and that's for a donation of $50 to the ministry.
That's incredible.
And that includes shipping and handling. Yes, so that's it. And that's what we're trying to do. At this, you know, we are trying to put together gifts that will bless you. And when you give those love gifts, we want to send you these gift items. But in return, you are helping us to stay on the air. And that is our ultimate calling that we have as a family, truly, to preach the gospel, stay on the air, and bring guests who are going to tell us the truth and preach us as we continue to stand together in this day and age where, you know, everyone is fighting against cancel culture. And sadly, you know, the ministries are the ones who are getting, we are targeted and they're getting hit the hardest. And so we must stand together as Dad, you have taught us for so many years, those, as we see these times coming, as we see the Lord's return approaching us, we must stand and uplift one another and encourage each other through these times.
So anything else we have, or is it all?
Those are our offers for today that we have available. Call us 1-888-988-1588. That is our toll-free partner service number where you can place your order. And of course, you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com, where you can see all the products. There's no way we could ever show you all the different products that we have available for you and your friends, your family, your loved ones. So go to the website, jimbakershow.com, to check out all of our different categories.
SOS, Save Our Station.
Yes.
And do something today. Order any of these products, or if you can't order any of them, give just $100 and say, I want to give a gift to the ministry.
Right.
That will help us to stay on the stations all over the world.
Yes.
Amen. Call right now. 1-888-988-1588. Yes. We love you so very much. Our time is totally gone. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.